This is John Batchelor, conversation with a colleague, Elizabeth Peake, about data centers, about the demand data centers put on the region where they're built, such as the big one being built in Memphis, Tennessee. Other parts of the country, in Virginia, for example, there are 600 of them now. What demands? Electricity, demand first. Water, demand second. Workforce, educated, demand third. Also, more and more real estate taken up by these massive buildings that look like a connection to the 23rd century. Data centers and politics, data centers and the market, data centers and your electricity bill. Here's Liz to comment what we know right now, who's competitive and who's not. More of this tonight.
I have not heard a lot of that, but then a lot of people really haven't confronted it face to face. I do think there are a couple of things that you referenced that will lead to backlash. One certainly is the cost of electricity. You mentioned that Washington's a pretty favorable market for buying electricity. That could change, obviously, with all those data centers coming in. I also think it really puts pressure on states like California and New York. California, I think, is 50% more than the national average in terms of the price of electricity. I think New York's roughly about the same, maybe not quite so much, but those are uncompetitive rates. And they're gotten there because they've insisted on renewables mandates and other things that have turned out to jack up the cost of electricity. Nationwide, by the way, electricity is going up. So that, I think, is going to raise some questions, you know, in terms of whether this industry is going to subsidize other people's electricity rates. Will there be a differentiation somehow that some users pay more than others? I don't know. But my guess is there'll be something there. And water, as you mentioned, too, is obviously very scarce in some parts of the country, which can cause them to be uncompetitive in this race. But also, anytime you have a tremendous use of water, like you did with fracking, for example, there are communities who really find that, you know, difficult and want to ration water, et cetera. So there's going to be backlash. In terms of the impact on jobs, again, I don't think that's become I don't think it's become part of the national conversation yet. Maybe Bernie Sanders will bring it to everybody's attention. But I think thoughtful people are going to have, including people in, I don't want to say make some snarky remark, but our elected representatives are going to have to think about this.